Only a socialist alternative can endorse Terity Mark Best East London Socialist Party. This week's budget shows again the urgent need to kick out the Tories. The Chancellor Philip Hammond says the era of austerity is finally coming to an end. But for people having to rely on food banks, young people working multiple jobs with low to zero hours, and those pushed into homelessness by cuts, and the chaos of universal credit, the age of austerity goes on. Even the leader of a Tory council in Walsall said, "Never ever believe what you hear from central government. Austerity is not over." As he, like Tory and Labour councillors across the country, is preparing to pass on the government's cuts at a local level, it's clear, austerity isn't over. The Tories represent Britain's capitalist class. Low wages, unaffordably high rents and cuts to public services are all that capitalism has to offer for workers and young people. It's no wonder that people across the world are looking for an alternative. A 72-page report recently produced by Trump's White House admitted that socialism is making a comeback in American political discourse. In the last couple of years, we've seen the mass rallies held by Bernie Sanders and the historic election of socialist alternative member Shammas Sorn to Seattle City Council. We've seen the successful campaigns of self-proclaimed socialists Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Julia Salazar. American capitalists are fearful that the pitchforks are coming for them. Capitalism is killing us, and it's no wonder people are hungry for ideas on how to fight back. People are increasingly being drawn to socialism like a beacon. If you want to discuss what is necessary to kick the Tories out, to debate how we can run society democratically for public need not private profit, and to find out what you can do to join the fight for a socialist world, then come to Socialism 2018, a weekend of debate and discussion in central London on 10 and the 11th of November.